Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
It's been a long 63 days since Septuagesima stripped out the Alleluias from our singing, from our speaking, from our rejoicing. But it was necessary. It was necessary to spend that time in repentance. For some, it is necessary also to spend that time in fasting, in increased prayer, in devotion to the things of the Lord, and to almsgiving. It is not necessary for salvation, and yet it is beneficial for all who participate. Now, maybe you haven't been here since Christmas. Maybe you haven't been here since last Easter. Maybe you've never fasted or given alms a day in your life. I still encourage you this day to come, to hear the marvelous deeds of our Lord. But if you have spent this time fasting from those things, not that are evil, but are actually good for us, so that today, when they all ring forth again, and that wonderful Easter breakfast prepared for us by wonderful Christian people fills our stomachs again, we can fully rejoice. Now, if you gathered with me every single day this week, you're going to hear parts of this sermon during that week. I apologize for that. But once again, it is necessary. Many of us have had spiritual afflictions over the last days leading to today. Many of you have had physical things that have happened to you as the devil tried to attack you, tried to make you believe that you are not worth the death of Jesus Christ. Tell the devil to go back where he came from. He has no power over you, dear child of God. Yes, our world is fallen. You see its corruption every single day if you open your newspaper or turn on your phone. It is corrupt. There is confusion. There is perversity. There is debauchery. There is a lack of love, for it has grown cold. The love of Jesus Christ in our culture is not what it was when any of us were born. It has waxed, it has waned, and you can see that by how many things were open on this last Friday. How many people had to work on Friday, when in years gone by, and many of you still remember this, everything was closed from noon to 3, so that you could gather in church to remember your Lord's death, his sacrifice for you. In a country so richly blessed by Jesus Christ, in a country that had been his own as an extension of the Christendom that extended from the West, those days are sadly right now gone. It would have been unthinkable for those who brought Christianity to the Americas that you would build a Muslim community anywhere in this country. That you would allow those who outrightly reject the gospel of Jesus Christ, that reject that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, and that Jesus Christ rose from the dead to trample death under his feet. It would have been unconscionable to them that that would have just as much right to flourish as the true faith. There is only one God, and there is only one path to that one God, and it's the God-man Jesus Christ. Many of us Christians have had the luxury of living in a culture that is Christian, but now it's just fumes, and those fumes grow smaller and smaller. There was a day when you could just drop your kids off at church, Let them come home when they wanted, maybe when the streetlights came on. That they could do all of these things because there were mothers around to keep an eye in every neighborhood. Those days, too, are somewhat gone. There was a day when we could have a foot firmly in this world and a foot in the church. Those days are also gone. You cannot allow the world to raise your children. Because if you allow the world to raise your children, do not be surprised when they come back worshiping the ruler temporarily of this world, the devil and his lies. Give consideration to St. Paul's words in our epistle lesson to the Corinthians, a church that was wrought with perversities, with desires against the things of God, but also with a desire of the things of God. Paul warns them, and as he warns us, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. You cannot be a Christian in this culture right now and be completely worldly. They are incompatible. And the amount of the world that you allow in will leaven your whole lump. Therefore, purge out the old leaven. They were living in a pagan society. They were called to live differently. That's different than where we're living today. They were pagans who had never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, whereas our culture is filled with pagans who have rejected it, who maybe for a time had lived it, but have allowed the cares of the world to trample that underfoot. But you, dear Church of God, you are a new lump. Purge the old Adam. Daily let him be drowned in the waters of your baptism. Let him die with Christ and then be raised with him. Christ is our Passover. He was sacrificed for us. We have celebrated this day, our Lord's Passover, who was dead and who is now alive. He was sacrificed for us. He is the Passover lamb who is without blemish. He was perfect. He deserved none of the lashings. He deserved none of the stripes. He did not deserve the mockings or the spitting upon him. He did not deserve any of these terrible things that were done to him. We do. And yet that's the love that God has for you. The cross of Jesus Christ shows you just how passionately our Lord loves us. That's what we deserve. And instead we get his life. We get his righteousness. We get his joy. Let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness. And honestly, I think that's what the devil tries to do when you read the news. He tries to get you angry. He tries to get you mad. He tries to get you to believe that he is winning. But dear Church of Christ, dear bride bought by his blood, the devil does not win. Christ has secured the victory. He is our king, and he leads us out into this daily struggle, this daily life, this daily cross, that we may follow him. You have a reason to smile every single day, no matter how bad things are in your life, because you have Jesus. And because you have Jesus, your sins are gone. Your death is temporary. Life eternal belongs to you because he has granted it to you. So instead, keep the bread of sincerity and truth. The angel said, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth. He is not here. for he is risen. That is our battle cry today. That when others might look at you and say, why are you a Christian? Why do you have that silly smile on your face? You can say, because my Lord reigns. Because my sins are trampled underfoot. Because I have hope. That joy eternal is mine. The church sings. Here our true paschal lamb we see, whom God so freely gave us. He died on the accursed tree, so strong his love to save us. See, his blood now marks our door. Faith points to it, death passes o'er, and Satan cannot harm us. Then let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. The word of grace has purged away the old and evil leaven. Christ alone our souls will feed. He is our meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon no other. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.